Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening, good evening. This is T.A., T.A. Scouting Scoop, the one who's always giving you the legit football recruiting scoop here in the Central Texas area. This, of course, is the one who's always tenacious and audacious in the college football arena. And I just like to make all of y'all aware out there throughout Central Texas and abroad is that we're getting some warmer weather. We are fortunate to get some warmer weather, although not completely warm, just a little gloomy, yet we are still blessed here on this 10th day of March 2015. Tonight we have two very special guests on the show, one being our number one overall prospect in Central Texas for the 2016 class, along with one of our numerous heroes who serves in the armed forces. So this definitely should be a good show for all of you all out there that are listening. But first things first, follow us on Twitter if you have yet to already at TA Scouting Scoop, at TA Scouting Scoop. And send us a friend request on Facebook at TA's Syntex Football Prospects. That's three words, TA's Syntex Football Prospects. Go to our website for any of you prospects out there, parents and prospects that are listening, if you have yet to fill out our info sheet so that we can add you to our database for any future magazine and scouting report publications. Now, we're going to take a short commercial break because I know you all are ready to hear the two guests or be introduced to the two guests that we have on the show tonight. So we'll take a short break and we'll be right back to have you on.
Hi, folks. This is Jim Hamilton at Jeff Hunter Toyota Scion. You know the big boys on the motor mile. Tax season is here and we want your business. Come see us about our new tax refund investment program. Treat yourself. Don't cheat yourself. You deserve quality, so don't settle for less. If you're even thinking of using your tax refund to buy a car, think Jeff Hunter, where we keep it tight.
Jeff Hunter Toyota, on the Motor Mile, Waco, Texas, 662-6644.
All right. That's Jeff Hunter Toyota, one of our local sponsors here in the Central Texas area, the part that we call the Hill Country, located in Waco, Texas. Well, without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce our guests this evening, our two guests. First, young prospect, 2016, J.P. Arquidez, and his father, Major Arquidez. How you gentlemen doing this evening?
Doing real good. Thank you for having us on your show.
Hey, T.A., again, I appreciate you having us on the show, too.
Oh, not a problem. I appreciate you all again for taking the priceless time out of your schedule to join us this evening so that we can inform the rest of the world, the football fans, and everyone out there what's going on in the Arquidez family as it relates to football recruiting. Now, JP, for all of you all out there who may not know, JP is an offensive tackle, attends Coppers Cove High School, and we'll talk about the previous school he attended as we continue on with the show. But, JP, now that we have you on being an offensive tackle, of course, the guy that protects the blind side, what is your height, weight, and 40 time as far as me making it known to everyone why you're such a big-time prospect? Go ahead and give us that first.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Right now I'm 6'6", weighing in about 305 right now, and I'll run right now about 5'2".
All right. If you all haven't had a chance yet, go to our blog page at syntexfootballscoop.blogspot.com. That's syntexfootballscoop.blogspot.com, and you'll see a photo of JP in an elongated photo, that is, where you'll see just how big this young man is in terms of being an imposing presence on the football field. Now, as we talk about you being a football player, you're not just merely a football player. Of course, that's why we use the term of student athlete. So What is your grade point average? I'm curious to know.
Right now I'm carrying a core GPA of 3.0, and 3.0 right now. That's where it's at.
All right. And so just how important do you feel academics are to you, personally?
Academics are extremely important. You know, I would just say that to sound good. You know, you always have to have academics. You know, football doesn't last forever as much as all of us want to. So you have to have that college degree to back up on, have a backup plan in case anything happens, or you just reach a point in your last game and you need something to back up on to be successful in life.
Right. Now, as far as that backup plan is concerned, do you have an idea what you want to study or pursue in the career once football is over?
Right now, I want to be a strength and conditioning coach. So I'm looking at different options on what I can do to help achieve that goal, you know, to be a strength and conditioning coach in college, hopefully in the future.
All right. That's well said. And definitely there's a lot of opportunities out there for you, of course, knowing how to market yourself, which I know you'll do a great job of once that time comes in your life. Now, JP, for all our fans out there that are listening, JP, you attend Copper Cove High School, and I must say, for me, having been in Central Texas for at least 25 years and knowing quite a bit of the history of Copper Cove football, in my opinion, you're probably the biggest recruit as far as football recruiting goes to ever come through the school. And this is over guys like Montez Duff, which, if you ask me, was the guy that really put Copper Cove on the map as far as football prospect. And then, of course, Heisman Trophy winner Robert Griffin III. Now, what are the Bulldogs' goals for this upcoming season?
First off, you know, those are two great examples of Copper Cove. You know, it's an honor, one, for me to be even mentioned with them. They've done great things in their careers of football and academics, too. But right now, our goal is we got to make it to the playoffs. You know, we got to finish our preseason. We got to go into the district season, you know, undefeated, have a good, strong role. We're going to make it to the playoffs. And then from there, it's just game one at a time, just taking it game at a time. And, you know, right now we're working hard weights. We're up there every morning, up there after school, and working every day as a team to get better.
All right. That's how state champions are made, with mentalities like that. So the whole team shares that mentality and work ethic. Ooh, it's going to be a scary season for you all in terms of the opponents that you all are going to face dealing with such a force to be reckoned with. Now, outside of your team's off season, what do you do in addition to getting yourself ready for basically this upcoming spring football season and next season? What are you doing specifically in addition to your team's off-season workouts?
All right, now, you know, me specifically, I was going up, I was going with one way to work out, and that was be the first person in the weight room on the field and to be the last person leaving. You know, I'm the last one to leave the field and the last one to leave the weight room after school, go get an extra workout on Fort Hood. You know, working out with my seniors who graduated, who are doing big things in college, whether they're running track, which I'll get faster with them, whether they're playing football at the next level, and I use their workout programs, and I work out with them, doing one-on-ones with old DMs from Cove. It's, you know, anything that'll really help my craft is what I'm doing, my footwork, pass pro kicks, and working on leverage and hip flexibility.
All right, the guy who works while everyone else is sleeping. One of my favorite stories in sports is, of course, we all, well, most of us are at least familiar with it. Michael Jordan getting cut from his high school basketball team, and now he's considered by many as the best basketball player who ever walked this planet. And he had that sheer, endless work ethic that made him to be the phenom that he turned out to be. So I definitely commend you on that. And, of course, I'm always trying to motivate the student-athletes out there to have the same work ethic both on and off the field. Well, we're going to take another short commercial break, and speaking of Fort Hood, Texas, we're going to bring on Major Akidis to talk more about that with his assignment as a major in the military and a father of J.P. Arcidius. So stay tuned.
Inspired Designs Hair Salon and Barbershop offers a variety of services for all your hair care and beauty needs. Military precision cuts, hot lather shaves for men, relaxers, smoothing system keratin treatments, natural hair care regrowth and conditioning treatments. Inspired Designs also offers color services, eyelash extensions, makeup and waxing. Located at 3901 East Stanley Loop, call 254-680-CUT for appointments. And remember to like us on Facebook at Inspired Designs Barbershop and Hair Salon.
Okay, we're back. We're back. Next on the show, I'd like to welcome Major Arcidius, the father of J.P. Arcidius, who serves in our United States Army. How you doing this evening, sir?
Hey, T.A., we're doing great. Appreciate you having us on, and appreciate what you do for all the athletes in Central Texas.
Thank you, sir. No problem. Not a problem. And I definitely appreciate you and the other numerous souls out there that basically put your life on the line to help protect this great nation that we live in called these United States of America. So I definitely tip my hat off to all of you all out there that are definitely showing the type of brave demeanor that it takes in order to help protect this country. Now, in Central Texas, we have a few military bases, of course, Fort Hood, which is where you're stationed, and also down in San Antonio with a few Air Force bases in Fort Sam Houston as well. So what was your initial feelings about JP's college recruiting, being that you all had to transfer just after his sophomore football season?
You know, T.A., J.P. is, you know, I would say not an unlikely case in that area, as you mentioned, Fort Hood, Texas, you know, home of the 1st Cavalry Division. He's a military child. We did PCS up to Washington, D.C. However, you know, when we moved up here, we were very fortunate to get the opportunity to play for Elijah Brooks and DeMatha Catholic, you know, high school, one of the national powerhouse high schools in the United States. And so we, after talking to Coach Brooks, we knew that J.P. would be taken care of, getting the opportunity to play for a nationally renowned football program.
All right. Now, of course, that's DeMatha in what city in Maryland is that in?
So that's going to be DeMatha Catholic High School out of Hyattsville, Maryland, and that's inside the Washington, D.C. Beltway.
Okay, okay. All right. Now, Mr. Major Arcidius, J.P., he was getting his share of recruiting attention after his sophomore year. All of a sudden, he attends DeMatha Catholic, and now he has, like, 30 scholarship offers now. What would you say is the major difference between football recruiting here in Central Texas? Because we definitely have an abundance of talent, of quality football and outstanding football prospects, versus the Mid-Atlantic region, because it seems like those kids in the Mid-Atlantic region, a lot of them, they get like a shipload of offers, just basically seem like for being good football players in that particular geographical area. So please take your time and explain that to us all out there, because we're trying to see what is the major difference between here and there as far as football recruiting.
Well, you know, T.A., I think, first of all, you got to tip your hat to all the coaches that do so much for, you know, for our high school kids, both Texas and the Mid-Atlantic region. You know, Coach Waltz is out there pushing his kids, and Coach Brooks, you know, out here at DeMatha Catholic. But so the major difference that we saw in both regions, Central Texas and the Mid-Atlantic region, is the media and exposure. So, you know, what you're doing for kids in Syntex, you've got multiple people doing in the Mid-Atlantic region. You've got multiple reporters from Rivals, 24/7 Sports, Scout, ESPN. It's just a big media market, which allows kids with opportunity and kids with talent to get that exposure that they need. You know, when you combine that media market, that exposure with, you know, Big Ten that recruits out of this area, the ACC that recruits out of this area, and the SEC that recruits out of this area, you know, it makes it a very competitive market for writers to get the opportunity to provide, you know, young student athletes the exposure, truthfully, that all student athletes deserve.
right now. Now, of course, myself and a lot of my colleagues down here in the state of Texas or throughout the South, we can be a little biased at times, and, of course, we feel like our geographical areas can be superior. But I've always had a definite amount of respect, a high amount of respect for the Mid-Atlantic region because they have a lot of speed that come out of their area. I was a former track athlete myself, and I know there are a lot of good speedsters that can also play football that come out of the Mid-Atlantic region as well. So I definitely appreciate you breaking that down to us, and it's just good to know that one of our prospects that came from this area went there and was still able to dominate and do his thing on the big stage in front of a lot of sports writers and people that basically have helped to make his name known even more. So it basically will hopefully influence a lot of our other Central Texas prospects to not want to uproot to go somewhere else to get more exposure, but to know what it takes just to be able to get your name out there even more. So thanks again, Major Akitas, for presenting that information. Well, we're going to go ahead and take another short commercial break, and then we're going to be back to wrap up the show with our two special guests this evening. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Hi, folks. This is Jim Hamilton at Jeff Hunter Toyota Scion. You know the big boys on the Motor Mile. Tax season is here, and we want your business. Come see us about our new tax refund investment program. Treat yourself. Don't cheat yourself. You deserve quality, so don't settle for less. If you're even thinking of using your tax refund to buy a car, think Jeff Hunter, where we keep it tight.
Jeff Hunter Toyota, on the Motor Mile, Waco, Texas, 662-6644.
Yes, we're back. JP, I'd like to return control of the mic to you with this question. The fact that you play in a state that is known as one of the superiors of high school football, from a physical standpoint, what would you say is the major difference between high school football in Maryland or in the Mid-Atlantic and the state of Texas?
First off, I just want to say I was blessed with a great opportunity to play for a powerhouse program like Dabatha. It was a great experience to see, you know, how a program like that has ran and how it maintains such a big name. You know, with that being said, I played a year of varsity in Texas, and every Friday night, it's a very physically demanding game against whoever you're going against. You know, zero offers, how many offers, whatever rank they may be, it's going to be a physically demanding game no matter who you're going against. They're the strongest kids out there. You know, everybody here, you know, they're blue collar, they're working hard. However, you know, up in Maryland, it is some extremely talented kids. Some of the most talented I've ever seen on a football field. I remember I would walk out before the game, and I would see and know in my head that there's going to be 10 to 15 Division I athletes on the field. So, you know, playing against that, you know, the speed, defensive ends, like my teammate Shane Simmons, defensive end I blocked, Terrell Hall, scrimmage Rashawn Smith, five stars, you know, all those kids are big name kids, and their craft, their talent is just, it's out of this world. And the speed is it's great in Maryland. It's they're both great states to play football in, and I was glad I got to see, you know, another state of football. I got to play against schools in Pennsylvania, out of D.C. and Baltimore. So you know, both are great states for football. With that being said,
all right. And JP, just by you giving that information, it's humbling to, again, a guy like myself who's concentrated down here, who concentrates his efforts down here in the Central Texas area. But I'll still say I feel Central Texas is second to none. but anyway, I'm pretty sure, again, that you were able to get a wealth of experience in both areas, just as you just explained to us. Now, you are, in my opinion, and many other people's opinion, the number one overall prospect in Central Texas. So, of course, you have a lot of offers and probably are going to continue to get even more offers. What are your plans on visiting schools officially and unofficially? And do you have a top 10 or a top 5, not necessarily ranking them from 1 to 10 or 1 to 5, that you basically would like to inform us about?
This upcoming week for spring break, my mom and I will be flying down to Miami, and we're going to go get to visit the U, you know, a powerhouse program that's put a lot of people in the NFL, so I'm really looking forward to that. We're going to spend 4 days down there in Miami. And then at some point, I'll be linking up with an old teammate from the Matha, and we'll be headed to UCLA at some point, and we haven't figured out the date yet for that. And then after that, that'll probably be like that'll probably be the end of unofficials. And then, of course, I'll be making it to the closer teams, Oklahoma, Baylor, and Texas, probably try to get to most of their spring practices, or if not, see a spring game to really see if I can see myself fitting in to that to the coaching style. And as of the top five right now, in no particular order, UCLA, Miami, Baylor, Texas, and OU.
Okay, all right. Man, and all those programs definitely have a reputation of winning and flooding the NFL with their share of prospects as well. So I don't think that's a bad top five for any prospect to have. So definitely glad to hear. Definitely glad to hear you mention that, JP. And now kind of backtrack a little bit, JP, what we've just talked about with your teammates here in Maryland. Now, a few weeks ago when I did the show of the top 30 prospects on my Shirky 30, you know, I mentioned a lot of defensive linemen. So you're going to be basically competing against guys almost every Friday night that are probably going to have an opportunity to play Division I football. So what does that mean? I guess, what does that mean for you as well as far as continuing to not only help your team win games, but individually? What do you feel that means to you?
It means a lot. You know, that's a big thing. That's a goal of mine. I've got to win every snap. I'm going to be on the field with a different mentality than most people will have. I think my film will reflect that. It's going to be a good time. I'm looking forward to that Shoemaker game. Two very talented defensive ends in that game, and you know, looking forward to have some highlights all season, and I'm looking forward, you know, being a dominant factor on the offensive line.
All right. Now, Major Akides, okay. Now, JP just talked about the unofficial visit he's been taking. With you being the parent, the person that foots the bill. How has it been taking these road trips or flights to the different college campuses for you as a parent?
You know, T.A., you know, flat out up front, you know, it's a father's dream to get the opportunity to see his son, you know, play young football, Pop Warner football, and then get the opportunity to be recruited by major universities. And for myself, my wife, Emily, we cherish these opportunities to get take these road trips. Whether it may be flights to visit the U, you know, drives to visit Penn State, West Virginia, A&M, Texas, OU, it's a great opportunity, and I think it's an investment in our son. And I would encourage parents out there that have talented young student athletes to, if you can do it, get in that vehicle and go visit those universities. Go visit those universities on their, you know, summer camps and begin to market your young student athlete. That's also a component as a parent. So it's great to get the opportunity to go on the road trips, but as a parent, it is your responsibility to get your young student athlete that visibility as well, TA.
And thank you so much, Major Akides, for making mention of that, because we definitely want all of our parents out there to be completely involved and supportive of their son's dream of playing football at the next level. Well, we're going to take another short commercial break, and then we'll be back to wrap up the show with both JP and his father, Major Akides. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Hey, Masters Barbershop, located 810 West Ranch Hill, Suite 500. Call us at 213-1176. And check us out on Facebook and Instagram. Hey, Masters Barbershop. Come get faded by a master.
All right, we're back. We're back to wrap up. Well, JP, I'll let you go first. You have any lasting comments?
Yes, sir. I just want to say thank you very much for having me on your show and all the support that you've given me since my freshman year, seeing the little things that I had. And, you know, to all the listeners, if you come out and watch a big district game, a lot of talent in this district, and hopefully you'll see you out there in the stands.
Oh, yes. And we definitely plan on watching you throughout your senior season and hopefully throughout your college career following what you're going to be doing. Major Kiedis, yes, sir, you have any lasting comments?
Hey, TA1, I just really want to take the opportunity to say thank you for what you do for all the kids in Central Texas as you promote them and give them the opportunity for exposure. And then also I'd like to take the opportunity to thank both JP's high school football programs and especially those high school football coaches, Coach Jack Welch at Coppers Cove High School as he leads the Bulldogs, and then Coach Elijah Brooks out at DeMatha Catholic High School here in D.C. At the Stag. So definitely want to say thanks to those coaches. Thank you to you, and appreciate everything you do for the young student athletes in Central Texas.
All right. Thank you, sir. And thank you, JP, as well. Well, folks, again, there you have it. The Akitas family, JP Akitas and his father, Major Akitas, coming on to the show, again, donating their priceless time to further enlighten us on what's going on with JP's recruiting and how military life definitely can influence or affect a student athlete's education at both on and off the field. Again, follow us on Twitter at TA Scouting Scoop, at TA Scouting Scoop. Send us a friend request on Facebook, TA's Syntex Football Prospects, three words, TA's Syntex Football Prospects. And also go to our website at tascoutingscoop.com and fill in the info sheet if you have yet to do so already. And again, remain updated on our blog at syntexfootballscoop.blogspot.com. Class of 2016 prospects, if you have not done so already, please, please take those SATs and ACTs and get those obstacles knocked out the way early so that you don't have to worry about that when you are a senior. And also, keep those grades up because, again, it's a much bigger sigh of relief when it's all said and done and you're signing your letter of intent and attending your school of choice going into your freshman year of college. This is T.A. Scouting Scoop again, always giving you the legit football recruiting scoop in the Central Texas area. You all be blessed out there, and always, always remember who gave you the scoop first in Central Texas. This is T.A. signing off from yet another show. Be blessed.